It's all about her. It's all about you. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and renowned physician, Dr. Pamela Peek.
Well, listen, there are top ways you can help a friend with breast cancer. Well, heck, I can come up with about 100 of them. How about you, Michelle?
At least.
All right, well, let's dig right in here. How about that be a shoulder to cry on, learn to listen? All right, go for it. What does Empower Her do?
Well, we create the place to have the dialogue so that you can talk about it and you can have someone who listens to you and answer your questions. I think there are so many, each person's experience with any type of cancer, any type of illness, Pam, is going to be different.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it.
I mean, one size fits all. It just does not apply to healthcare at all and to patients. But I would say, some patients don't even want to tell anybody that they have breast cancer, for example.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. I think there's so much fear, when you say the C word.
Right.
You know, it's funny. As a physician, I listen to patients all the time who come in with heart disease. I mean, they're just all over me with that. Okay, well, I'm on this medicine and high blood pressure and whatever. When it comes to breast cancer, things get a little more hushed. And it's such a scary thing for so many people. That's why it's really important to have someone by your side to help advocate. You've been advocating for years and years and years.
Right.
And certainly as a physician, I've been doing, my advocating as well. I think it's so important to realize that so many women out there are alone with this in many respects.
And they shouldn't be. They don't have to be, because you can take somebody in. If you have somebody you trust, and you can go to that person and say, once you find out that they've been diagnosed, and you can say to them, let me help you. Let me go to the doctor with you and I'll take notes. I'll sit in the corner and take notes for you. Because, so many times we don't even hear past that word, the C word. We just don't hear anything. So, and you always want to compare. I also say, you can tape record it. I have a friend who was just diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer. And it was interesting, as she was going through her chemotherapy, she said to me, and she didn't let a lot of people know. But she said to me, there was one person I let know, and guess what she did? Every Monday was my chemotherapy appointment. And every Monday I got a card from her. From the time she started her chemotherapy, this friend of hers sent her card every month. It was mail
clockwork.
Every Monday. Yeah.
There it is. Well, I think it's really important that women out there who do have breast cancer and are surrounded by friends, many of these friends are confused,
right,
about what they really should be doing. And I'm going to tell you, as a physician, one of the things that's the most valuable of all, you know what it is? As women, we always want to do something.
Right.
Sometimes it's just listening.
Exactly.
Just listen. Just listen to that woman's journey and don't try to find solutions and resolve issues.
Right.
Just kick back. Women love to find answers.
Right.
Well, sometimes just having that wonderful ear there is so healing, don't you think?
Right. And that, to your point, my girlfriend who just went through this experience, she was very careful who she surrounded herself with, because she didn't want any negativity, because she was going to get through this and she was going to get well, and she was set on getting well. It was illness to wellness, right? I'm going to will myself to get well. And so she really kept she kept her friends, very few friends who knew, but those friends were her support system. And they didn't talk about all the, so many people put their foot in their mouth. I mean, they really do. They don't mean to, but they just do. And well, then it's more, and then it's scarier.
Well, I really also think that, you know, women who do have breast cancer, sometimes they do the woman thing, which is, I'm not going to ask for help. I don't want other people to feel like I'm burdening them. And it goes on and on. Well, do me a favor. If a really good friend comes up to you and says, hey, can I run a few errands for you? Hey, you know, can I help you with this and that and whatever? The answer is, sure. You know something? Come on. Accept the fact that that is part of the healing process. Okay. That's a gift someone's giving you. It's a gift of time, and it's a gift of just being there for you and listening and loving and supporting you. Okay. But it's hard for women because, you know, we'll caregive anything that comes within 20 feet of us,
strangers.
Even if we don't know who it is.
Yeah, strangers. Totally.
Total strangers.
Yeah. No,
next door neighbors. Who knows?
We don't
whatever.
Care. But we silently suffer. That's the problem. We silently suffer. And so we have to stop that. Here's how you stop it, exactly what you're saying. Let them make meals for you. There's this website called signupgenius.com.
I love it.
And you can go on there and you can actually sign up to do meals. So you can pick your day and your time. You can also sign up. What I think is so fascinating and so great for patients who are going through this, too, is that their friends can sign up to check in on them once a day. Just check in on them.
Mm-hmm. And it's very, very important that that little check-in happens on a routine basis. You know, and here's another thing. Don't get overly serious about this. In other words, don't walk around with dread and feeling morose or something. One of the best things I do, I can't help it. I think I was just sort of born to kind of try to be funny and witty and get in there and make someone smile. And I know you do all day long, Michelle, and I think we do it to each other. And it feels so good, even when we're having a rotten day. So try to be a little bit more lighthearted at times. And I don't mean slapstick. I just mean, you know, come in and say, I can't believe what Miley Cyrus just did on TV. Okay, hello? Just something. And you know what that also does? It distracts you.
Right.
It distracts you from those thoughts that you're having. And it gets you back into, okay, smile, I can do this, you know. I'm a flower person. If you ever want to make me happy, bag the chocolates. I love flowers.
Me too.
Okay.
White flowers. But I will tell you, you can, you know, what I did with my girlfriend was I would check in with her and say, how about if we just go have a quiet lunch somewhere where no one is and we can sit in the corner? And she loved that. And then I just let her talk. And we didn't talk about her cancer. She just talked. She just talked about what was going on. And she said to me after she got through this, she said, I so appreciated that more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you just mm-hmm. listened.
And, you know, speaking of that flower thing, too, I came up with a really cool idea, I think, and I've been using it for years and years. And that is the flowers are great and everything. But you know what's really cool, too? It's like a little spa gift. And like a spa basket. I love putting them together myself with soaps and lotions. And, you know, I mean, when a woman's lost her hair, when she's, you know, got nails that aren't growing well and a bunch of other things, suddenly that whole body image thing and just taking care of your body really comes to the fore. So it's really, really tough. I think that Michelle and I have a message for all of you out there, and that is empower your friends by saying, yeah, I'm accepting the help, and empower yourself with the love and support all around you when you do have something like breast cancer.
Thank you so much, Pam. That was such great advice. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Rosen with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio MD. Stay well.